listeners, you are listening to another episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and with me, as always, live from Hampton, Maine, is my Aunt Beth Woods. How are we doing today, Aunt Beth?
We are doing well now that we have some internet and cable back. I feel like I'm a little bit back to normal.
Yes, for our listeners, in case you didn't hear, Aunt Beth was with power for, 3 days? Or you were without power for
not quite that long. I had 13 inches of snow last Thursday, and I got power back on Saturday, but I didn't get my cable and internet and phone until Wednesday. So it's a little crazy. I was starting to lose my mind for... As you would have too, Jeff, for someone that likes their phone and, I mean, their TV and internet. It's not much fun to not have it. So.
Well, I mean, especially nowadays, because I wouldn't have had the option to go out and do something else.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it was just on top of everything else. It did not feel, it makes you just feel out of sorts and. So, but at least that's over with. So I'm feeling better.
and we thankfully got everything back in order for us to be able to get back in the swing of things with a new episode.
Yes.
Do you have any more snow in the forecast?
Oh, I hope not. We never know in April. April in Maine is very unpredictable, but it did melt rather quickly, so I'm glad about that. And it's been near 50, sun off and on, so hasn't been terrible. Although we were worried, did you have the high winds on, a lot of places had really high winds on Monday?
I think it was Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, we were worried about maybe losing power again then, but we didn't. So, we'll see.
Upstate New York is supposed to be getting a few inches this weekend.
Yeah, none in our in the next few days that I know of. So.
Well, that's good. That's the weather up the That's Entertainment weather update for you. Those of you who are listening for the first time on this here podcast, we pick a pop culture topic, a new one each episode, and discuss it according to the three F's. Those would be first, favorite, and forever. And you'll figure it out as we go along. Today we have chosen the ABC sitcom Modern Family, which just had its... series finale air about a week ago. And Beth, I think it's fair to guess that you're excited to get right into this topic.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, in that case, let's go ahead and get right into it. So here's a little bit of information about Modern Family. On September 23rd, 2009, ABC debuted Modern Family, a sitcom about relatives who might have been a little different than the sitcom relatives you were used to. But ultimately, like all other sitcom families, they were here to make you laugh. Now that the show has wrapped up 11 seasons later, how much did they make us laugh? And what else did they do? And we're going to go ahead and get right into that. So we'll go right ahead into the first section, which is, of course, called First, where we discuss our earliest memories of the topic. That topic, once again, being Modern Family. So, Aunt Beth, back in 2009, back in September or maybe even August of that year, what were you thinking when you saw the advertisements promoting this new family sitcom?
Well, I do remember reading about it before it premiered, and probably that would have been in either Entertainment Weekly or TV Guide, and they pr- probably rated it as their top five show, one of their top five shows, or their must-watch shows.
Right.
And if I remember correctly, because that was 11 years ago, I remember that watching it and not being disappointed. I remember being immediately drawn in right from watching the pilot, and that doesn't always happen. I watched it and enjoyed it. I can't remember specifically, the pilot, specific things that about the pilot, but I know you talked about, what drew you in and what kept you watching. Mm-hmm. All I know is that I know what kept me watching over the years is that it was one of the few comedies that every week that I watched it, I've said this to people, it's the one of the few shows where I laugh out loud every week. And to me, that is a true show of, it just shows you what a great comedy it is. So I think from the start that, it got me going, and then it's just kept me going from that. And that must have to do with the fantastic writing and acting and the storyline. So I can remember, I guess what I sort of remember from the pilot was that it wasn't until sort of at the end that you found out what the connection of the whole family was. Do you sort of remember you met the different families, and then you finally found out how they were all related? That's kind of sticks in my mind about the pilot. But I guess
a few weeks ago, there was actually ABC showed like a night of Modern Family classic episodes. So I watched the pilot again.
Oh, you did? See, I haven't watched it again. So you saw it recently.
Right. So it's like the last scene, with just like maybe 8 minutes left or so, the whole extended family comes together. And that's where Mitch and Cam reveal to everyone that they've just adopted a baby girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you realize how that Mitch is related to what's her name?
Claire.
To Claire, and that Claire is the son. Yeah, because I remember watching it thinking, how are they all, how's this all going to come together? So, I guess, every year in when the spring fall preview comes out, I always read the reviews. And so I do remember being excited about it, because I usually do seem to agree with the writers from Entertainment Weekly and TV Guide when they have their top picks. They seem to be some of the same shows that I seem to really like. So I do remember being excited for it coming out, and did not disappoint.
So, yeah. I remember this probably being the most heavily promoted new show of that fall season. Especially at the movie theater where I was working at the time, I guess they called it the first look. It would have, it would start like 20 minutes the ads that would start like 20 minutes before each show. And it would be, it would be a commercial with some behind the scenes footage and interviews. And I remember there being Modern Family being all over the first look. And so it definitely caught my attention. I was a little concerned about it. I thought it might have, I was a little wary it might be about performative liberalism. I was worried it was like trying too hard to be like to be a modern family, like to really show its progressive values, which are good values, but if you emphasize them too much, they can get in the way of entertaining television. But it was, as you said, it was getting good advanced reviews from critics, so I thought it was worth checking out, and I probably laughed as much as you did. And yeah, I mean, it's it kind of presented itself as a different type of show, but it, where it succeeded, it was just simple, traditional sitcom writing. It's all these wacky storylines crashing into each other, and the chemistry that all the lead actors established with each other, just making for an explosion of all these different things going on, and all, you can't help but laugh at it when you're watching it.
Yeah.
And I was looking through some of my old blog posts, and some of my Emmy wish lists, and Modern Family was on my short list for what I wanted to be nominated that year. So here was my comedy wish list for the Emmys back for the 2009-2010 season. So I'll let you see how you react to this. So, my number, this is in order from my number one choice to my number five choice. Number one was Parks and Recreation, then 30 Rock, then Family Guy, then I had Modern Family in fourth, and then I had Community in fifth.
Okay. These are what you, who you wanted to win for best comedy.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Just looking back on that now, it's very surprising that I had Modern Family ahead of Community.
Yeah. Oh, and you had Community as five?
Right.
Okay, interesting. What year did Community debut?
The same as Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was the first season for both of them.
Yeah.
But I didn't come to fully love Community until, its's second season, really. But I think with Modern Family, I think its first season was its best season. And I'll get this out of the way right now, a little spoiler alert. I did eventually stop watching Modern Family regularly around, I think, season six or seven. So there might be some moments where during our discussion, you might have to fill in some information that I've missed.
Okay. But I don't, your memory's better than mine anyway, so I don't remember specifics, even though I've watched from beginning to end. I don't remember every single thing. So, did you pick it up again at the end, or?
Yeah, I picked it up about halfway through the final season. I kind of that with some shows that I had been regularly watching, then I hear that they're ending, and I'm like, oh, I'll get back into it and make sure I watch the final one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess let's, on that note, move it into the next section, the favorite section, and get into our favorite episodes and favorite characters and any other favorites we might want to talk about.
Okay.
So what favorites did you want to?
Okay, that's what I started off saying. I said that's really hard for me because I don't have a memory like you, Jeff. Uh-huh. So I can't pick a specific episodes. I said there's certain episodes where I know they have circumstances and misunderstandings that happen throughout the episode that are just hysterical. There was a recent one that you did you see the one with David Beckham and Courtney Cox where they're kind of, it was this past
week. Is that a hotel?
Yes.
Yeah. It's,
and they just, it's like Miss, I don't even know how would you describe that? It's almost like a, you know,
farce.
Yeah, like a farce kind of thing where they're supposed to meet somebody and then they, everything just keeps going wrong. And it's, they've had a few episodes along those lines.
Yeah, that are the Prescott is the name of the episode.
What's it called?
The Prescott.
Okay.
I think just that was the name of the hotel.
But just the way that I think they've done a few like that where just the circumstances of how, you know, everything's kind of misunderstood, but eventually it all kind of works out at the end. And the writing is just so precise and it's so funny. And so I think those I just love. I loved whenever Fred Willard was on as Phil's dad because he's hilarious. I love when Cam and Mitch's friends were on. Nathan Lane plays Pepper, his friend.
I feel the sickening threat of brutal honesty, and I'm wildly uncomfortable.
Are any of their groups of friends? Oh, the I can't even. Some of the names of his friends. Can you remember any? The names were hysterical. I couldn't remember besides Pepper. There was one name that used to crack me up, and I couldn't think of it. See, I haven't had my. I didn't have enough time without my computer to look up some more information, but there's a hilarious name of some of their friends. So I didn't really track down, you know, from 11 episodes, I couldn't really track down specific episodes. So I just did a general. And I don't know if you...
Through Wikipedia right now, there's Longine or Longinus.
Oh, Longinus. That's what it is. Longinus. Just, whenever they'd say that, I just would, oh my God, Longinus and Pepper. So, and so I don't know if you want to go, before I go into the characters, do you want to say your episode or do you want me to go? Because then I did break it down into favorite characters too.
I'll mention my episodes. Okay. You had mentioned kind of having trouble remembering specifics, and I had wanted to rewatch some of my favorite episodes to remind me of what I liked about them so much, but Modern Family is hard to find streaming online.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like I think it's only the most recent season is available on Hulu.
Oh.
And if you want to watch anywhere else, you have to like buy individual episodes.
Oh, all right. So I wouldn't have been able to find them anyway then.
Yeah. But I luckily found some writing I had done about some episodes way back when, like I used to do on my blog, like pick out the best episode of the season of all the shows I was watching. So back in season one, I picked, my favorite episode was Moon Landing, which is the one where Jay and Cam are playing racquetball at the gym together.
Mm-hmm.
And they accidentally touch their buttocks together when they're getting changed in the locker room. But then I was reading what I had to say about it, and apparently what else I really liked about that episode was what was going on at the Dunphy household, where a plumber was there doing work and Phil got stuck in the porta potty and he was wearing a mustache to like up his real estate game, and Haley was in the middle of a fight with Dylan and there was a rat in the house. It was kind of like Modern Family chaos firing at all cylinders.
Okay. I would have seen it. I just don't remember specifics of it, though.
So. Yeah. I mean, I was kind of reading the synopsis there that I'd written. I'm like, oh, man, I That sounds funny. I wish I could rewatch it.
I know. Oh, that's too bad. I wonder if now that the season that it's over, if they'll show it on Netflix or if they'll bring it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the contracts that they make. Like, I think it might. It depends on the production company, and it depends on ABC. Like, if it were going to be on Netflix, I think like the. Would have been there already, but
yeah.
It's weird. As popular as that show is, I would think it would be more easily available.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
So, whoever the rights holders are to Modern Family, if you're listening,
yeah,
there's demand.
I'm sure there's a great demand for it. Yeah.
And the other episode I wanted to mention was the season 2 episode Caught in the Act, where the kids walk in on Claire and Phil.
That's a great one.
Trying to bring them breakfast in bed for their anniversary.
That was only in the second season. Wow. Yeah.
I can still see it. I can't believe that just happened. What were they doing? Nothing. Whatever it was, it looked like Dad was winning.
Did you watch the little like documentary they had on before the
that was great
finale? I think they Nolan Gould, the actor who plays Luke, he was kind of mentioning how he was too young to know what was really going on.
He was pretty young. How old was he when they must have only been about 8 or so when it started?
Yeah, about that. Well, he was born in 98. And that episode aired in 2010, I think.
Oh, okay.
So he would have been 12 then.
Oh, he's a little older. Okay.
Or maybe 11 when they shot it, but.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a classic. there's so many good ones. Okay, so then for favorite characters, I broke it down to adults and kids. They all have so many good qualities about them, but I said probably Phil's my favorite just because his humor is similar to mine, and he's also similar to your dad's humor.
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, some of it is so corny, like things that he would do with Luke that would, like, he'd crack himself up, and it would crack me up because I could see Bobby doing that kind of stuff, and so I just really got a kick out of him.
I remember when I got my fake ID.
Me too. Crazy times.
Hell yeah. I tried to enlist in the Army, but they saw right through me. So me and a bunch of guys drove across state lines. We got a bunch of booze. We loaded up on fireworks, and I woke up in the morning, I kid you not, in a Mexican strip joint. You?
I used mine to rent some bowling shoes and kept them. Suckers probably spent months trying to track down Dr. Richard Hertz. Think about it.
And then for the kids, I had to pick both Manny and Lily. Lily, as she got older, was so sarcastic, but but so funny. Riley, your cousin and my daughter, would set... Before we knew we were even doing this, just in the past month or so, she'd send me these clips of just Lily that were on YouTube. You should look up, and they were just hilarious of Lily's, like, funny, you know, sayings of Lily. And she's talking about, what was it? Somebody was whining, and she's like, oh, why don't we call the whambulance, and all these different... And she just has these great deliveries. And then Manny, just with his sophistication, and he's really a great character. I mean, I don't think I've seen another character like him, you know, in that just when he started, he must have only been about 9 or 10, too. He was Luke's. They were supposed to be the same age, right, when they were.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Luke, yeah.
And even at that age, you know, he was supposed to be so mature and just with he and Jay together, they were very funny. And I just enjoyed, but I truly enjoyed all of them. But if I had to pick, I'd probably pick those. So who would you pick for your favorite?
I would also have to say Phil far and away is my favorite character of the kids or adults.
Mm-hmm.
And for pretty much the reasons you said, and along those lines, like he had very corny humor, but which he got made fun of by his family a lot, but he never let that keep him down.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might have been because he was like too oblivious to even realize he was being insulted.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that Claire married him because of his corny humor, or maybe she did, but she's not as willing to always admit that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Like, what do you think about their relationship? Because I think they have sort of an opposites attract vibe, but
yeah. She is kind of funny. Sometimes she seems frustrated by him, but then other times I think she truly appreciates him.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like how their relationship is written. They really care about each other, and it seems pretty genuine. I mean, they show that they've got their problems and not everything is perfect, but they also really care about each other. Yeah, I think she knows that he can be goofy, and sometimes I think it frustrates her, but sometimes I think she finds it endearing.
Yeah. Can you hear me right now? My microphone just popped on. I plugged it back in.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay,
did you pick a child one too, or did you just pick?
I was kind of struggling to pick one. When you were mentioning Lily, I didn't watch the later seasons as much, so I didn't get
to see all those things.
I don't know, so maybe I would have grown to like her more. And Luke was. He, as the years, in the middle seasons, he seemed to grow stranger and stranger.
Mm-hmm.
He developed a bit of a libertarian streak out of nowhere. So I don't know. If forced to choose, I guess I would pick him, but I liked Haley when she was being sweet.
Mm-hmm.
When she and Alex were being sweet to each other and had like a good sisterly vibe, I liked them, but they're often so cruel to each other, which
yeah,
I suppose can be true to real life sisters, but I worried that they leaned into the cruelty a bit much at times. But yeah, I think I would, when it comes right down to it, if there were an apocalyptic event and Phil was the only family member to survive, I would watch the Phil Dunphy one-man show.
Okay. You'll have to look up, though. Go on YouTube when you have a few minutes and just, like, type in Lily... I don't know what you'd call it, but they're just like some 5-minute clips, because you'll get a kick out of, since you haven't seen her as much older, you'll get a kick out of some of those, because Riley had stopped watching it too, because she used to watch it with me when she was home, and then she hadn't watched it for a long time, and she sent me those. They were really funny.
I'm not sure they don't enjoy making people feel inferior.
Which is something you guys could never do.
Aww.
Do you think the fact that your daughter was also adopted from Vietnam had extra special resonance for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think Riley, maybe she had a little connection with that too, yeah.
Yeah, so we have our, I guess, the extended Malone Woods clan has a bit of Modern Family DNA.
That's right.
As well.
I didn't even think, yeah.
Maybe we should reach out to Riley and see if she wants to send us a quick recorded message of her thoughts.
No, we should have asked her before, though.
Okay. Did you have any trivia questions?
I have one question.
I also came up with one.
Okay. You probably know this one, but Modern Family is tied with what sitcom for the most consecutive Emmy wins for Outstanding Comedy Series?
Right.
That was five, which right. I thought was pretty interesting. Five in a row they won from 2010 to 2014.
That's right. If I remember correctly, it is Frasier.
Very good.
Okay.
I don't know if I would have thought of that.
I don't know that I would have either, but I think I remember hearing at the time that Modern Family won its fifth, that people were making a big deal, though it's tied with Frasier now.
Yeah, that is a big deal. Okay, what's yours?
Mine is, which two cast members... main cast members of Modern Family have hosted Saturday Night Live. One of them hosted before Modern Family, and then one of them hosted during Modern Family's run.
Ooh, one before Modern Family?
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill, did he host before? Okay.
Yeah, he hosted in 1990.
And then one during?
Right.
I'm trying to picture any of them during. Let's see. I can't even think of any of them on there. So I'll have to make a guess. Male or female?
That'll make it kind of easy. That'll really narrow it down. I'll tell you, it was one of the adults.
Okay. Well, I figured it was one of the adults. Yeah. Okay. When I get really desperate, I'll... Yuck. I'm going to guess that it was, so I don't want to take too much time, but I can't remember seeing any of them. Let me think for one more minute, because I'm trying to picture any of them in like a skit.
And yeah.
I can't picture any of them. I'll say Sofia Vergara.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. I got both of them.
She hosted in 2012.
Wow. I can't remember her hosting, though.
But I actually had to check. I thought I remembered that someone had hosted while the show was on, but I had thought it was Ty Burrell, and then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, no, it was Sofia.
Yeah. He would have been good to host it, though. But
yeah.
Okay.
One Direction was the musical guest that
episode. Oh, okay. 2012. Okay, I'm surprised they didn't have, especially during their streak when they were winning all the Emmys, I'm surprised they didn't have any of the other ones.
Well, it's always hard to, it's a different network. It's not an NBC show, so, the fact that one of them did tells you how big a show it was.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to cross network lines.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and move right along to the Forever section, where we talk about what we're thinking of Modern Family right now and forevermore. So we'll share our thoughts on the finale and where we think Modern Family belongs in the pantheon of family sitcoms.
Okay.
So, were you happy with how the finale wrapped things up?
I was. I thought it was very well done. It was sad. I've seen a few finales now where everybody seems to be moving away I don't know if that's a theme now when you have a finale that everybody goes in their own direction. But I guess it's kind of nice to see everyone's fulfilling their dreams. But then I was thinking of that today, and I said, well, where's Stella going to go when they go to Columbia, when Jay and the doggy, they did. I know, that's his precious dog. I wonder where they're going to, who's going to take care of Stella. Then I read that she passed away, the real dog passed away recently. But they didn't mention maybe Jay and, Phil and Claire will have to, oh no, they're going on in the RV, right, somewhere?
Right.
I'm surprised they didn't say who's going to take care of Stella. But anyway, I thought it was done, and I...
That's the dog watcher in you.
Yes, I know. See, I always think of the animals. And then I wrote this line down, but it won't seem funny to most people, but see, certain lines like this, I just think are so clever. So they were at this party. It just cracked me up. I forget what the party was for. And, this guy's walking around serving food, and he says to Phil, how about a little quiche? Yeah. Phil goes, oh, how European, and gives him a kiss. And see, that just cracks me up. I don't know what it is. Like, I just think about it, and it makes me laugh. And some people probably don't even think it's funny, but I was talking to Riley after. I'm like, Riley, that just cracked me up. And they have so many lines like that that to me are just so witty and funny. And then I wrote another line down, but I don't even – do you remember – I said, Riley, why did I write this line down? I said something about, can I please have a spoon? Do you have any idea what that line was?
In reference? Have a spoon.
I'm going to have to rewatch it because I don't know what that line was.
I don't know. Was it something someone said to Jay while he was listening to his Spanish on his headphones?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to. It's driving me crazy. But anyway, I thought it was well done. It was, very funny, but also very moving. It was a good closure for every character. And I just, this is all our opinion, but I think it should be regarded as a top-rated family sitcom. But then I thought to myself, okay, I need some criteria to measure what makes a great family sitcom. So I started writing down some criteria that I thought, and I said, some of it's just basic, like great acting, great characters, original storyline, witty and smart, which Ellen used to talk about whenever she had them on because she loved Modern Family too. She said it's smart comedy, and that's what I consider it. I mean, I watch some other shows that are supposed to be funny, and they're not. Like, this is just, it's smart.
Do you want to name names?
What?
Do you want to name names?
Well, I guess I don't watch them. I'll see a commercial for them, or I've watched them and then I stop watching them. I'm not thinking of any right this minute, but also physical humor, like that, Phil is very physical.
Yeah.
But also not just always funny, warmth, the characters have to be likable and they have to like each other. You can tell that these guys, get along. They love each other. And then also makes me laugh out loud, but also makes me cry. So those are some of the criteria. And I was thinking of comparing, as you had mentioned, some of the older family sitcoms like Dick Van Dyke and All in the Family. And then some of the newer ones and like The Middle and Suburgatory, and how it, if they fit this criteria. And I thought they do. They do. And I was also putting in The Wonder Years too. That one, I laughed, but that one almost made me cry every week when I watched that. So That's these are my opinions, but I just I just thought it was a really well done, smart, funny show. I'm gonna miss it. So that's also a good way to know. You know, some shows I'm watching now and I've watched for a while, but they're gonna end and I'm kind of like, okay, I'm sort of glad they're ending because I'm ready for them to be over. Right. But other ones, it's like, wow, I'm really gonna miss it next season when it comes back and it's not on anymore. So that's one way of knowing that.
Yeah.
It kind of leaves a void.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of? Did you think they tied it up well, or?
Yeah. Well, I think having everyone move away is a good way to justify it being the finale.
Yeah.
Because sometimes shows struggle to keep moving forward when they have characters move away. It's like, okay, we've got one storyline at home, one storyline away at college, one storyline away
in
Europe. Right. And it's like, oh, this show is good in the first place because of all these people being together. But it was funny, like it was very stretched out, I thought. Like Mitch and Cam were going to the airport to catch their flight. Then their flight got delayed.
Oh, yeah.
They stayed behind to have some more food. Then their flight got delayed again, and they stayed behind to play a game. So, like, the half of the finale was just waiting to actually leave. They're making it... They're giving us some more time, so it's not as... it's not too depressing when it finally ends.
Yeah.
So I found that emotionally easier to handle than if it were an abrupt departure. Yeah, as far as where I think Modern Family fits all time, I definitely do. As I mentioned before, I kind of gave up on it a bit in the middle. It's wasn't enjoying it as much as I was in the early seasons. But I wouldn't put it quite as high in the pantheon as you would, but it was one that I was glad to have around while it was here. And like compared to some of its contemporaries, even on the same channel as ABC, like I think like Suburgatory more because it was quirkier, and Blackish, for example, was more daring, and The Goldbergs really makes me laugh out loud, possibly more than any other sitcom of the past 5 years or so. Well, but I would say The Middle is my favorite family fit sitcom of the past decade. And I mean, they were, Middle and Modern Family were kind of yin and yang partner shows. Like they premiered the same year. Yeah. The Middle ran for 9 seasons, Modern Family for 11. Modern Family got most of the attention.
Yeah.
Modern Family's characters were more well off. The Middle was about a lower middle class family. The Middle definitely, it did well enough to last that long.
Yeah, I miss it.
Would you put Modern Family in like the top 10 or top 20 family sitcoms of all time?
Oof, I probably would, yeah.
Yeah, don't think I would, but I wouldn't begrudge anyone who would.
Okay, thank you.
I wouldn't, like, if I were on a panel of TV super fans, if there were like, I don't know, 20 of us assembled as a brain trust, and everyone except me were really pushing to include Modern Family very high, I wouldn't fight it.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I have trouble with the Goldbergs because I do not like that guy. What's his name?
Jeff Garland?
Yeah, I don't like, I hate his voice. He irritates me, so I can't watch it. There's certain people, he's been on, I don't know what, if he was on Ellen or certain shows, and I just don't like him, so it's hard to watch a show if you don't like the person that, what show was he on before the Goldbergs?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I guess maybe that was. He just turns me off, unfortunately. Yeah. So he's kind of like whiny and that kind of personality turns me off. Because I know people love the Goldbergs, but I just have, I don't know.
It's one of those shows that like you've got to be attuned to because it's very loud.
Yeah, I don't
know. Not necessarily loud volume-wise, but like... It's about a family that's constantly talking and yelling at each other. And
yeah.
It's a high-energy Jewish family.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay.
I can understand why Jeff Garland's voice, for example, would be a bridge too far.
It's just irritating, but... anyway. Oh well.
So those are our thoughts on Modern Family. Do we have anything else that we needed to say?
I don't think so. That was all I had to say on it. I'm gonna miss the cleverness of it, and some of the one-liners were great.
What do you think the chances are 20 years from now they have a Modern Family revival?
I don't know. Boy, they'll be in their, well, Ed O'Neill won't be around. He'd be in his 90s.
Yeah. They could have
maybe 10 years.
Yeah, the kids could have kids of their own now.
Yeah. The twins.
Yeah. The babies. Dylan and Haley's twins would be... They'd be in college by then.
Yeah. What are the babies' names? The twins?
Poppy and George, I think.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Were they named after, like, British royals?
Oh, I'm not sure. Dylan was a funny character, too. He was good. Anyway.
All right. I wanted to ask you, did you watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, I have it taped, so I've got to watch that.
There's a question that Will Forte gets that mentions Booksmart.
Oh, okay. I read something about Nikki Glaser did something that she cried about, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I won't spoil that for you, but it is a memorable moment.
Oh, no.
Jimmy Kimmel says, I never saw this happen before.
Oh, no. I hate when bad stuff like that happens.
Do you think we should cover Millionaire on our next episode?
Yeah, I'd love to do a Millionaire one.
Okay. We might, should we get into your history, your Millionaire history?
Yeah, we could.
Okay. Well, listeners, you have that to look forward to when we come back with our next full episode in a few weeks. But in the meantime, do you have anything to promote? Anything that you're doing at home? Putting on any dog shows or anything?
No, nothing here. I just was sewing masks and caps and no dog shows or anything here.
Okay. You could maybe start a YouTube channel where you sew masks and caps and do a how-to or something.
I should sew dog masks.
Good call.
No.
Well, as always, remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and read more of my thoughts on entertainment in the pop culture world at jmoney.com. And I guess we'll go ahead and sign off then. Do you have I'll let you get your last words in.
Well, what is good night, everybody?
And keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.